What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. Another day in paradise. Some call it Monday, but we're going to make Mondays great. It is also back to school Monday for a lot of people. Use extra care. Take your time. Phones down. Going through a school zone. That is the law. But good morning and welcome. It's 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and we know you're busy. That's why we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, iHeart, just hit subscribe. All right, Bucks won in their preseason game over the Titans 29-7. Kyle Trask, former Gator, looked real good. The Jags hit a 70-yard field goal, but lost to Pittsburgh 31-25. Yes, the 70-yard field goal is an NFL record. And the Dolphins tied the Bears yesterday 24 apiece. All right. Oh, so who's in the news? And it starts with a fiddle. It must be.
Oh, we know who.
It's Crazy Crockett.
Yeah. Queen of the lefty frontier.
Oh, yeah.
What's old Crazy Crockett up to now? Well, basically, let me boil it down here. She was on MSNBC, and she claimed Republicans had taken their hoods off in President Donald Trump's second term.
Wow.
Yep. No more hoodies?
I don't think that's the one she's talking about.
Oh,
we're talking about the white sale at Penny's or something like
that. Oh, sheets,
yeah,
two
pillowcases, yeah.
pointy top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's amazing. She's something else.
Well, that makes it a lot harder to determine who's in the Klan if they're not wearing their
you never can tell.
Their skull caps.
Uh-uh.
Their brain buckets.
Yeah.
All right. And Governor Greg Abbott responded when asked about that, or pretty much any other comment she's ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you know, she has a habit of saying something racist just about every day.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yet she likes to cry racism every time.
So. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe it takes a little of the focus off of her and the fact that she's had a pretty comfy life, and that whole street thing is just an act.
Yeah.
Saturday on MSNBC, Crockett said, right now, African Americans are only going to have 1/5 of the voting power that they should have in the state of Texas under this map.
Yeah.
And we know that our Latino brothers and sisters will only have 1/3 of the voting power. And frankly, Asians, which tends to be one of the fastest growing demographics in the state of Texas, have literally no power. Wow. She said, first of all, it would not be a day that ends of the letter Y if Jasmine Crockett didn't say something racist. Yeah, that's what Governor Abbott said.
Oh, that's a good line.
Yeah, it would not be a day that ends with a letter Y, and most of them do.
I like that.
The problem that Democrats have in the state of Texas is Hispanics, black voters, and other voters. They have learned now that the ideas that the Democrats stand for are contrary to the ideas that the Hispanic community and black community stand for. They all want secure borders. They don't want men and women sports, and they want to support law enforcement. And so what we're finding is that these Hispanics now are voting for Republicans. Yeah, we've seen that happen here in Florida at I-4 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be red. Oh, this whole thing's going to turn blue.
Yeah.
From red. And then, no, it's about that same time Hispanics were waking up to it. Well, the Democrats, I thought they were the champion of the working man. They're not doing that.
Uh-uh.
We're people that believe in family and faith, and the Democrats don't seem to be all for that, and we don't agree with that, all that gender stuff. So I think we'll vote for a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same kind of thing is taking place all across America, but Texas and Florida are two good examples of that. Governor Abbott has been pretty busy too, by the way. He traveled to Ingram, Texas, to deliver $25,000 in checks from country western legend George Strait.
Oh, nice. Gave
it to the families devastated by the deadly Independence Day Hill country flooding. And they were part of more than $7 million raised during Strait's benefit concert on July 27th. And so that was good. Abbott praised Strait and the nonprofit groups which worked with him to organize the benefit concert, and in a social media on X, the country music legend was quick to act after the deadly floods by announcing the benefit concert to be held in Bourne, Texas, a mere 35 miles from Kerrville. Within days of the disastrous floods, Strait and members of his ace in the whole band, we're joined by William Beckman, Ray Benson, Wade Bowen, Dean Dillon, and a host of other artists for an intimate dinner and concert held on July 27th. The concert proceeds donations more than $7 million.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Nice.
So, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah.
In Texas. And where's old Crazy Crockett?
Oh, she's just out there saying something racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had taken their hoods off.
Wow.
Yep. She said, it's not just even the fact that it's gerrymandering. I want to be clear, this is racial gerrymandering, specifically in the state of Texas. So, but they where do they run away to? Illinois?
Yeah, Chicago. Right.
That they have some of the worst gerrymandering,
uh-huh,
where Democrats are way overrepresented versus how they voted in the recent presidential election. And you could say it's even worse in California.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Democrats actually have more to lose if, let's just say, the Supreme Court steps in. And I don't know. They have to set up all new rules in how they're going to do the districts and how they're going to break that down. That would hurt the Democrats more than the Republicans. See, the Democrats only raise their voice when they see it's advantageous to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it's pointed out, they're like, wait a second. You have done this just as much, perhaps even more,
yeah,
than the other party.
And then all these other governors around the country going, oh, well, we're going to, defend against what Texas is doing. Yeah, right. Come on.
Hey, interesting piece here. You know, the Mexican president, it's hard to get a feel for what she's all about, Claudia Sheinbaum.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, she publicly defended Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. And why you would do that, I'm not sure. But apparently it's the issue where our government, our U.S. government, is saying that, look, he's basically a narco-terrorist leader,
yeah,
of the organization Cartel de las Soles. And we've put a $50 million reward out for his capture. So, yeah, it's pretty strong stuff coming out of our camp, so to speak, our country. But, why would she defend him? And she had a morning news conference, and Sheinbaum claimed that her government has no open investigations on Maduro and tying him to any cartels in Mexico, and that if the U.S. government has any, they must show the evidence for their accusations.
Wow.
By whose account? I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea, but how much evidence can you show without maybe compromising some of the information and some of the people that you may have in place?
And if you aren't trying to link him to the cartels, I'd want to know why.
Yeah.
What's going on behind the scenes there?
Oh, you think there's a quid
pro quo? Well, I don't know.
Scratch my back, scratch your back?
Could happen.
Huh.
Could happen. Wouldn't be the first time.
No. No, it wouldn't. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and London police have a problem with some political actions. Palestinians, you know what? I'll explain it next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good morning and welcome. Yeah, it's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's 8:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Back to school in most areas, so yep, a little bit, maybe a little bit longer commute, stops and starts, heavier traffic. Just be aware of that, and remember, when you're traveling through a school zone, you are not to be on the phone. Put that phone down and avoid the very expensive ticket, and keep your attention on the little ones, as they may not be all that used to where they're going, what they're doing, and that goes for everybody, really. Parents, bus drivers.
It does.
So, yeah, a little bit of patience and paying attention will go a long way today, and it'll be appreciated.
Takes a few days to kind of become the new norm for everybody.
Sure. Yeah. And what's going on in London? You know, they've had the issues with a lot of immigration. Definitely has created issues there, and I'll explain further. But London police arrested at least 150 people who gathered in support of Palestine Action. It's a radical anti-Israel group that was officially banned by the government as a terrorist organization last month. So what do you mean? They came out anyway? Yes, and they got arrested. Around 1,000 people descended on Parliament Square in a demonstration organized by the left-wing Defend Our Juries. It's an NGO in support of Palestine Action, a group which is prescribed as a terror group by the Labour government following a string of direct action incidents targeting businesses supposedly supporting Israel's military effort to destroy the Islamist Hamas terrorist in Gaza. The decision to ban the group came after members of Palestine Action broke into a Royal Air Force base in Oxfordshire and spray-painted two British military aircraft, causing lots of damage, $25 million, I guess. Some of the paint got inside the plane's engines. Yeah, that's not good. No. So, yeah, as a result of the ban, those found to be either a member or supporting Palestine Action face up to 14 years in prison, as is the case with other proscribed terror groups like Hamas, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda. Wow. Hmm. Well, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that finally, you know, Great Britain is kind of waking up to the situation that they have to deal with. And listen to this. 1 in 5 Britons say that they are willing to engage in political violence to stop national decline, and they're talking about, you know, the huge influx they've had of people whose you know, thought process is radically different.
Well, you've got all these illegals that were required by the EU during that whole debacle, and they've changed the culture of Britain and France.
According to a survey of 2,000 adults in the UK, 70% of the country are worried that Britain is on the precipice of political violence erupting. Perhaps more concerning, one-fifth of the respondents, 21%, said that political violence is sometimes justified. And nearly as many, 19%, said that they would personally be willing to engage in political violence if the state of the country continues to worsen. The survey that supporters of Nigel Farage's Reform UK party were the most likely to agree that political violence is sometimes necessary at 32%, followed by the Green Party voters at 24%, of whom agreed with the sentiment. Separately, the poll found that a plurality of Britons, 47%, agree that it is acceptable to protest outside migrant hotels, while 44% opposed. Again, a significant cohort believed that it is even acceptable to riot outside migrant hotels at 14%, including 19% of Reform voters. Now, the survey comes out amid months of protest against so-called asylum seekers, the vast majority being military-age males who illegally entered the country by small boat via the English Channel from France, being put up at taxpayer expense in hotels and other accommodations across the country. Currently, 32,000 migrants are being housed in over 200 hotels across the country, and thousands more being put up in previously private-owned houses in multiple occupation, they call them HMOs, dotted throughout British communities. The recent round of protests sparked last month. It was after an Ethiopian hotel migrant allegedly sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl from the area, reportedly just days after breaking into the country illegally. So, bottom line is, they've had their issues there, and people are growing very, very fatigued by it all, and some willing to even engage possibly in violence to change things. So, yeah, things could be erupting.
It's pretty bad when you've got areas where cops won't even go. I mean, that's sounds like our nation's capital.
And you know, you've got you know, the UN behind a lot of this. It is these globalists that pushing their agenda, and who's paying the price? You know, good law-abiding citizens in many parts of the world. Yep, It may come to a head at some point. We'll see. All right, we've got a lot more to talk about on the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:28. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3, The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Eight:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Welcome and happy Monday. School is back in session for most of the area, so be prepared for that. Or maybe you've already done your job and the kids are safely at school and it's time to celebrate. It's time to rage.
Yeah, parents taking off work today, going to just have a good old time doing whatever they want. Right.
Going to go to the local restaurant. Order a tall stack of hotcakes.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Ooh, I had some good the other day.
Did you?
We went for a little breakfast ride.
Yeah.
With our friends Ray and Linda. Went down to Salt Springs.
Yeah.
And had a good breakfast there.
See, that's kind of a nice thing. Sometimes, especially for breakfast, I know we think about, Friday night to go out somewhere. But sometimes finding a new place for breakfast is just fun. My friend Lewis, he was posting something over the weekend, and it's like, oh, that looks really yummy. And it's someplace I've never been.
Yeah.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, it serves as a little reminder, or maybe, I got to put that on my list and and go to. And, just
fun.
Really nice people, friendly, great service. And
that's awesome.
And pancakes that were huge, and I got the pecan ones, and they were very good. And I also got the bowl, It's got eggs in it, sausage, hash browns.
Oh, that's good.
And some gravy.
Oh, man.
So I'm like,
you hit the jackpot, dude.
I'll never finish that, let alone this pancake.
But
Betsy helped me with about a quarter of the pancake. Other than that, it was all gone,
it
man.
It was all Bob.
I was like, wow. And I wonder why I get on the scale and I'm like, putting the pounds on again.
Yeah. When the little thing that says, one person only, please, that's when you know that maybe you've pushed it a little bit.
Wow. Not that bad yet.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, yeah, and it was a fun, nice ride. The weather, actually, in the morning was nice.
You looked out because it was really hit and miss with the thunderstorms over the weekend.
Yeah.
Some areas didn't see a thing, and then some got torrential, and that's kind of the pattern that we're in though right now.
Well, we try to get go out early and get done early before it gets too hot.
Yes, good idea.
We wanted to watch the Dolphins a little bit and, you know, take a little dip in the pool, just like a dolphin would.
Yes,
isn't that kind of...
Uh-huh, yeah.
I can't make the noise, though.
That is one of those that either you can do it or you can't.
Yeah.
And either it sounds like, you know, Flipper or it doesn't.
Flipper, what? Now, what's that?
The TV show?
No, because you're way older than me. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, those 8 or 9 months are just so different.
I don't even know. Is it that much? Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Mine was in May, so maybe it's June, July, August, September. 4 months.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
it's like 16 weeks, like a whole lifetime ahead of me. Uh-huh. If we were dogs, it would be a year. For sure.
You'd be the 27th old, is mine.
I'm just a young pup. Anyway, no, of course I remember the show Flipper, but we were pretty young when that came out.
We were watching it in repeats at that point.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because a lot of them were still black and white.
Well, I see, and that's the confusing part for me because we had a black and white TV for so long
in my house. You are right.
So, yeah, it's like that whole, when did that conversion take place between the show or our personal TV or whatever?
Good point.
Anyway, this is one of those stories that's going to end up on TV, probably on one of those crime-solving things or whatever.
That's a huge genre right now.
I love watching those things, but they stretch them out so much. You have you got to DVR them. Well, you know what? AI is kind of involved in that. And a lot of stuff now that you would DVR, it's locked out to where you can't fast forward and stuff. And it's like,
wow. They know what they're
doing. Yeah, it's a little bit too much control, you know? And so I'll have to address that at some point. Now, finally, I've had enough. But the body of a missing North Carolina teen was found in Florida, where he disappeared more than a week ago. And he sent a disturbing message to his mother. A Giovanni Pelletier, 18, was found dead in a retention pond near the southbound off-ramp of I-75 and State Road 70 on Friday. So that's Manatee County. His backpack and cell phone were found nearby the previous day. His mother, Bridget, confirmed the body of her son. She said, "My son recently was found after a desperate search by our family alone," which I'm not sure what that means. Law enforcement wasn't involved. "And we are still facing an active investigation into his death. I am living every parent's worst nightmare, trying to find the strength to give him the goodbye he deserves. We ask that you please respect our privacy at this time. And we have four other siblings we have to take care of." Pelletier's cause of death not immediately known. But here's the thing. He lived in North Carolina with his family. He was last seen on August 1st while on vacation with his family in Englewood, Florida. When he left around 1:30 a.m., to me, very strange time to leave.
18-year-old leaving the family vacation at 1 in the morning.
To visit relatives in Brevard County. So, yeah, you'd be traveling all the way. No, but that's all the way across the state.
Yeah.
And State Road 70 is pretty desolate in a lot of parts. But anyway, that was the plan. Well, he wasn't alone, though. Okay? He wasn't alone. Here's where it gets, wow. The teen had left in a vehicle with cousins from his estranged biological father's side of the family. Okay. But shortly into the trip, Pelletier sent a chilling text to his mother. "Mom, help."
Whoa.
He reportedly sent similar messages to his grandfather and an uncle on his father's side. Charlotte County Sheriff's Office said that the cousins, their version of it, said, Pelletier, he suddenly began to act erratically, and he exited the vehicle, let me out of the car, and started walking away near State Road 70 in Manatee County. That's kind of their version. The Pelletier family members from North Carolina immediately began searching for the missing 18-year-old. Nearly two dozen others joined in the search effort on Monday. They used ATVs and drones, and Pelletier's aunt, Desiree, said on Thursday before the teen's body was found that the family was concerned about the involvement of the cousins after she claimed they changed their story.
Oh, this is going to be a TV show.
How on earth are we supposed to be okay with these three boys saying this is what happened, and then they change it? How are we supposed to be okay and not go for the possibility of something that happened to them?
Wow.
The white Chevy Malibu that Palantir had traveled in with his cousins has been seized by the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. So, yeah, we'll probably get more details on that. I think we have a pretty good idea of what probably took place there. But then they have to the task of proving that. But
what a sad and strange story all at the same time.
I mean, your own family members.
Yeah, you're on vacation.
And you're with your cousins.
Right.
I have cousins that, you know, I haven't gotten to spend a lot of time with, and, you know, but through Facebook and what have you.
Yeah.
And so when we got together, you know, at the reunion and stuff, man, we had a great time. And for this situation with this young man.
So you wonder, are they all 18-ish? Are they in their 20s? You know, what's the age range
Right.
That's an odd scenario.
According to this article, they haven't identified the cousin, so to speak.
What if they're underage, if that's part of it?
Could be. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, listen to this. This was Louisiana State. A freshman running back, JT Lindsey, was arrested on Friday, hit with two felony counts. Accessory after the fact in a case of second-degree murder.
Ooh.
And the prosecutors are saying that Lindsey harbored two suspects in a murder case. Shamel Jacobs, 17, and Keldrick Jordan, 18. They were being sought by police in the May murder of 17-year-old Corey Brooks. According to the New York Post, the school suspended Lindsey from the team ahead of Friday when the player turned himself in to face the charges. Bond was set at $5,000, released later that evening. The LSU police noted that they located the two suspects in Jaden Lindsey's apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, in addition to this, Jacob and Lindsey's LSU ID on his person was able to provide Lindsey's personal PIN code, which allowed him to come and go from the apartment and dorm building. When reviewing recorded surveillance footage, Lindsey can be seen in the dorm building with Jacobs and Jordan as far back as July 24th. And on multiple occasions, Jacobs and Jordan would come and go without Lindsey using his LSU ID. Oh, yeah, police added that they discovered two AR-15 rifles, an AK, and a Glock in the apartment.
Wow.
None of them are old enough to have the Glock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
21. His address is River Bend Hall. I'm guessing that if it's a hall, LSU property.
Yeah,
it's a dorm.
Having all that in your dorm room? I don't think so.
That's not good.
No.
Man, if you get a scholarship and you get an opportunity like that,
and you're blowing it.
Anybody who puts you under pressure to do something, you go, obviously you don't care about me or my future, so.
Yeah. No.
You know, leave.
Yeah.
I'd probably say it in stronger terms. But
probably so, yeah.
But I'd say please leave.
Yeah, because you're polite that way.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And plenty more, where it all came from, and it'll continue to go next on 97.3 The Sky. All right, all you MAGA supporters.
Uh-oh.
You better only eat it. Cracker Barrel, cracker.
What?
Hey, I didn't say it originally. I'm just reporting it.
Oh.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
It's 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're going to have a special guest coming up at 9:05, Denisha Allen. You've heard from her before. Kind of our back-to-school expert in many ways, and she's got an interesting story to tell about school choice, and today being the first day of school in most of the area, I thought that would be a good opportunity for her to explain what's going on with school choice and how important that may be to many families right now. So look forward to that, and if for whatever reason you miss it, well, you needn't. because all you have to do is search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you, now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Yeah, the story has to do with a Bravo star. I don't know that I watch anything on Bravo, but yeah. I think she's like a real estate reality type show. Jennifer Welch is her name. And apparently she's had it with Donald Trump supporters who have the nerve and audacity to dine at foreign-themed restaurants featuring Indian, Chinese, or Mexican food, or even go to a gay hairdresser.
Wow.
If they truly believe in the president's aim to rid the country of illegal immigrants, instead she orders them to get your fat asses over to Cracker Barrel.
Wow. That's,
her words.
That's bold. But wait a minute. That is downright racist.
Well, first of all, it just goes to show you that MAGA people aren't running around trying to figure out who's legal and who's illegal.
Uh-huh.
You go to a restaurant and you want good food and good service. And if that's provided, then we're happy that the restaurant's profitable and people can make a living.
Right.
That's a win-win. All right?
Huh.
And just because you have I love it. Who's the racist when you're assuming that if it's Indian, Chinese, or Mexican food, then a portion of the people working there must be illegal?
Right.
Now, there could be, but when you make that assumption...
Yeah.
Isn't that prejudging?
Oh yeah.
Without knowing, prejudging like prejudice.
And then to assume that Cracker Barrel is for white people only?
I think
have you been to a Cracker Barrel? I mean,
I think it's for everybody.
Goes. Everybody goes.
Yeah.
Wow, these people. These people, as Ross Perot would say, you people. Oh man.
Hey Cracker, where's your barrel? Maybe anyway, actress, I don't know, what do you call her when they're in a reality show? They're not actresses, I guess. I don't know, whatever she is. Anyway, she attacked MAGA people who continue to frequent such businesses owned by those that she claims targeted by Trump policies.
Hmm.
And this was on, I guess she's got a podcast. And real estate reality TV star.
Okay.
Directly address supporters of the U.S. president who embrace his anti-immigration. He's not anti-immigration.
No, not at all.
When have you ever heard Donald Trump say he's against immigration?
Never.
He hasn't.
No.
And then says anti-diversity.
No.
Look at his White House staff. Never before there's been a female chief of staff.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Uh-huh. Remember Dr. Ben Carson? Anybody? Hello?
Yeah.
Kash Patel, he's got a great tan.
And anti-LGBTQ, no, he has gay members of his cabinet and staff. Hmm. So that's all. Where do they come up with this? I guess they got nothing else, right?
Yeah.
And the same time accusing them of being hypocritical when they patronize businesses run by the very communities that his policies target, you know?
But Cracker Barrel is okay to say.
Right.
That's just amazing.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. Shep, you're on the air.
Well, if they want to go by that kind of thinking, I am very good at doing Asian cooking. I have a wok. Now, is that cultural appropriation?
Huh?
I mean, my wife, she makes it's really the potluck when we go. She makes a Middle Eastern chickpea salad that'll knock your socks off. She's also very good at making a good hummus. Is that cultural appropriation?
Absolutely.
I mean, yes, you are. Yes, you are, Chef.
She makes the jump that if you're in that business providing that kind of food,
uh-huh.
you're not just that you're of that persuasion, but that you're here illegally. Wow. But we're all a bunch of racists who should go to Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.